Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Joel, I know you've written a bunch of other books. I've got them right here in front of me, The Future Edge, Five Regions of the Future, but I can't stop talking about your Paradigm book. It changed my life. I invoke your paradigm theories and your name on a regular basis, talking and writing. And I just want you to know, it's just if I know it impacted a lot of other people, but it was a game changer for me.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. And there's no question that as we have been talking for the last decade and a half, that again and again, the concept of paradigms has been useful for the conversation.
No question about it. And one of the things, folks, that we've benefited from are all the things that Joel has told us about that were coming over the horizon at us just before we could see them on the horizon. And they've come to pass, and some of them are already in the main. They're already ubiquitous. But nothing is more exciting and dramatic. Of all the things you've talked to us about, Joel, nothing is more exciting and dramatic than the graphene story. Remind people what graphene is, and then let's talk about the news.
Graphene is a form of carbon, which was discovered about the year 2000 by two Russians in the UK doing their research, that has miraculous properties that includes being able to filter water with one atom thick material. It's the strongest material in the world that we know of. It's 100 times stronger than steel, pound for pound.
Conducts electricity and sound.
At almost zero resistance. It goes on and on and on and on, but I've been waiting for something, and today we're going to talk about it, which is the problem was it was really expensive to make, but that's not unusual. Some people know that this story, that Napoleon had a very special metal made for his silverware to impress his guests when he had them to eat, and the silverware was made out of aluminum. Aluminum was more costly than gold in his day. Well, graphene has been the same way. A ton of graphene costs $67,000.
Wow.
So there's just no practicality to it. Mm-hmm. But there is now. James Tour at Rice University, a brilliant chemist, has been leading his research team, and he can now make graphene in a cheap and efficient fashion using a technique called Joule heating. And what it is he can take any carbon form. So you can take junk, you can take tires, you can take cereal boxes, you can take Kleenex, you can take old wood, anything that's carbonated in terms of its base, run it through the Joule heating process, which basically you heat it up to almost 5,000 degrees. What falls out of it are flakes of graphene, and it's all graphene that comes out. So all of a sudden we have a way to dramatically lower the cost of graphene, which means all the miraculous things it can do can be done at low cost and efficient.
So here's
getting rid of your trash at the same time.
Here's my question, Joel, and maybe this is self-evident, but I have to ask it. Have we been wasting graphene for thousands of years? Is that what's been going on? I mean, we didn't have a use for it. We didn't know how to, we couldn't pick it up atomically. I think about when I was, one of the houses we lived in when I was growing up had a furnace in the basement, and my job was to make sure the coal auger was working and the clinkers were taken out. How much graphene did I throw out in those clinkers?
Lots. But that's the thing about it. We have so many landfills that we can mine, Jim, over the next 500 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And think of this, trees that have been knocked down that you're trying to do something with them. All of a sudden you run them through the process and you have graphene.
But now this, it takes heat. You have to burn them, right? You have to. So here's the thing.
Yes.
This now, and I'm going to turn the corner on you a little bit on, because I know how you feel about the ecology, about the natural world. If you're, if, if, the reason we have landfills is because communities wouldn't, the people who are in concerned about the ecology wouldn't let us have furnaces, wouldn't let us have incinerators. Yep. So are we going to rethink that now?
Well, here's what you have to think about. What, you're not incinerating to get rid of, to get ash. You're heating to get a useful resource.
But it's still thermal pollution that people don't like.
Oh, well, I thought you were going after the other question. Okay, thermal pollution, I have a solution already in place. It's called power towers. There's one built in Arizona with mirrors pointing at the top of the tower. Mm-hmm. The heat at the top of the tower is 8,000 degrees. We build those right now. All you have to do is scatter those throughout the Southwest and bring in your material, and you drive away with graphene on the other side, and it's no added heat, Jim, because you're taking the heat that would have hit the ground and reflecting it to a tower, and the tower concentrates the heat but doesn't increase.
Do you see the end of landfills with this?
Yes, I do.
That's the implication, folks. I mean, I know where there are landfills right now, and I don't even want to think about what's in those landfills.
And we don't care because we can turn it into graphene.
We got to go in there and dig it up, though. We got to go in there and dig all that up. And that's a whole other story.
But it's highly concentrated.
But at least we can stop, because it's got to bother people, even people who aren't as ecologically concerned as you are. It's got to bother anybody about what we're putting in the ground.
Yep. And this is the final piece of the puzzle for graphene, which was how do we make it cheap? Yeah. All of a sudden, we have a
and
ecologically
it could become
product.
Everything in our. It's amazing, folks. The implications of this on for all the applications are enormous. Joel Barker told us about it first, folks, many years ago. Tintail, right back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.